Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Performance.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about what I got to talk to you about. It's just you and me, by the way. I love this part of our week. As you know, I take a couple of segments every week and just talk about things that are on my mind, just the two of us. And in the last, I guess about the last 4 or 5 weeks, 2 weeks in a row now, and a couple of weeks before that, I did I talked to you about began a little series on buying and selling a business. And as you know, we're coming to a point in time. You've heard me say this before. We're coming to a point in time where we are actually in that point in time right now, where millions of baby boomer businesses are either for sale or about to become for sale. Because the baby boomers are, you know, some of them are over 70. Some of those really old guys are over 70. And they're going to be, you know, time flies, time marches on, and it doesn't wait for any small business owner. So they're going to be selling their businesses. And I'm not sure how many of their children are going to want those businesses. So it might be, I think there's going to be some great opportunities out there, but you have to know what you're doing if you're going to buy one of these businesses. You also have to know what you're doing if you're going to sell them. So what I want to talk to you about today is what I call four business buying factors, just for you to keep in mind. Here's the first one. Old sellers are the best sellers. Remember that? That's what I was just telling you about. One of the best opportunities to acquire an existing business is when you buy one from the owner who wants to retire from the business that's still viable. There's nothing wrong with the business. Maybe they're doing it great. They've innovated, et cetera, et cetera. But it's just time. They're ready to retire. They're ready to go to rest. They're ready to enjoy the fruits of their labors. They know that, you know, that they're not going to live forever. And so they're less likely to change their mind before the transaction is incomplete. That's one good thing about them. See, this is what happens. If you buy a business from someone who's not really up against the clock, so to speak, then they're liable to back out. Well, a serious older seller is not likely to back out. And they're more likely to finance a larger part of the sale price. That's another advantage to buying from an older seller. They may be more likely to finance a bigger part of the sale because if they believe in the company, if you can get them to believe in you, then they'll let you make payments to them, which is income, regular income to them, which is what they need. So that's a couple of good reasons to buy for an old seller. Also notice I said still viable. Sometimes the end of the current owner's career coincides with the end of the life of the business. Don't buy a business that should retire with its owner if you don't know how to turn it around. Here's another one. Assume there are skeletons in the closet. Every business has baggage. Every business has baggage. If your due diligence doesn't find any, then you didn't look hard enough. Or even more dangerous, you want the deal so much, you rationalize what you found is not that bad. When you find the bad news, let the seller explain why it's there. If you think you can live with it, and if you think you can turn it around once you get in there, try to turn it into negotiating leverage. If you can't, walk away. If you can't turn this business around, if you don't know you can turn it around, walk away. Maybe it's time for the business to go into retirement as well. And here's another one. Cold feet at closing. This is something that happens all the time. I kind of indicated that a little earlier. After no small investment of time and money that you put into a small business acquisition, many deals derail before they're consummated because, and in fact, sometimes literally at the closing table. I have seen this happen before. I've seen weeks, months of effort and negotiating and all kinds of things just come together. And all there's left is to basically sign the documents. And the thing falls apart at the closing table. Cold feet. Last-minute reluctance doesn't have to kill the deal if you're prepared. The key is to anticipate that this is going to happen and be prepared to take appropriate communication, negotiation, and contractual steps along the way to protect yourselves. Remember when I've talked about interim closes in selling? I've talked about interim closes where you close them all along the way, so when they come back, they try to circle back, a customer or a prospect tries to circle back on you and bring up an old objection. You get to remind them, no. Remember, we solved that. Remember what we said? Similarly to a negotiation, make sure that you close the door on something, on a major step, so that you can kind of hold back the cold feet thing as much as possible. And by the way, it's possible that you're the one with the cold feet. That happens sometimes. So here's the last one. When to stop negotiating. Once both parties have signed the contract, what's left is to execute the transfer. There are many steps in this process, including all the legal and the financial, the physical, the organizational handoff, all that stuff. What should be done is to not do any further negotiation. Do not do further negotiations. That'll be on the test. The signed contract stipulating the terms of the deal is now in legal binding form, and any subsequent negotiation will likely corrupt the work that has been done. Don't sign the purchase contract until you have no more deal points to negotiate. And here's the last thought. Buying a business is likely the most important transaction you'll ever make. Do it for the right reasons. Be patient. Resist the urgency of others. Resist the urgency of others. Did I say that? Conduct proper due diligence. You have to do the work. You cannot be impatient. You have to do the work. Negotiate the best deal for yourself. And then, don't forget, this is the part that people don't think about so much. They're so busy negotiating a deal, buying a business, they forget to remind themselves that you have to be prepared to operate that business that you just bought. Sort of like the dog who chased the car and caught it. Now that you got it, what do I do with it? You got to be prepared to do that. And you got to do that day one. So remember, like a marriage, don't enter into the state of business ownership inadvisably. We'll take a quick break. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
So ferry across the Mersey. Cause this land's the place I love.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.